I don't know.
Did you ever hear Gumbo or Buckshot?
No.
What about Lone or Loon?
No.
And what would you call a kind of land that's next to a river or stream that's...
Riverbed.
Okay, what else? What's the kind that's flooded over that's real rich? It's kind of low.
Basin. River okay. Basin.
Did you ever hear of lowland or bottoms or...
Bottomland or lowland? Yes, I've heard that.
What is bottomland exactly? How's it different from the basin? What's your mission?
Well, lowlands are on the edge of the river. Basin's kind of in the where the river dumps into the ocean.
Mm-hmm. What do you call them? Land that's used for raising hay.
Hayfield.
Anything else?
No.
What would you call just a grassland?
Sort of a prairie.
Do they have prairies around here?
Yes.
Where? Where was this?
There's prairies all around here. There's just where a cow graze and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever use the term meadow?
Meadow?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Do you think of that as being something different from a prairie?
Not really.
What would you call land that's got water standing in it most of the time?
Swamp.
And what if it's got salt water in it? Kind of a wet land.
Maybe a marsh.
And if you had some land that was swampy and you wanted to get the water off it, you say you wanted to...
Drain.
And what would you call the things that you dig to drain the water off?
Ditches.
Would you still call them a ditch if you dug it out big enough and wide enough and all to where a small boat could go through?
No, I call it canal then.
Okay. And say if you had a heavy rain and down a slope, some of the water had washed away, it'd leave a little...
valley or ditch.
Okay. What would you call it if it's real deep and narrow? Maybe a small stream at the bottom of it, where a whole lot of land is washed away.
Canyon.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Do you ever call it a resaca or a ravine?
Never called it a ravine, but I've heard of it. Spoke of as like that.
Uh-huh. And the salt water, what would you call salt water that's, it opens into the ocean or something, but it's landlocked, sort of. Well, what would you have around Galveston?
A bay.
Okay, what do you think of a bay then?
Well, a bay is usually, sometimes salt water, sometimes fresh water. Most of the time it's more salt water. It depends on the wind, the way the wind's blowing, the amount of rain.
Mm-hmm.
Bays usually have rivers by it.
Mm-hmm.
The fresh water dumping in it. And like that.
What does the bay open into?
The ocean.
What about Galveston?
It would go up into Gulf of Mexico.
Uh-huh. What rivers and things flow into the bay?
Well, Trinity Bay down here, it's the Trinity River.
Mm-hmm.
Galveston Bay, I think, it's the Brazos River.
Mm-hmm.
No, it wouldn't be the Brazos. It's not the Brazos. It's Buffalo Bay, I think, flows mm-hmm. in there.
Is that where the ships come up?
Ship channels, where the ships come up.
Is that Buffalo Bay?
I think so, I'm not sure though.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of rivers around here.